Hola España, it is William calling from Weeby Blogs, and let me tell you, Benidormfest 2022 is bringing that fuego as we close out 2021. Yes, Spain's new national selection has burned through the Euro fandom. Spain is proving that it can listen to its fans, it can improve, it can deliver a quality national selection with consistency across the board. Whether you like the songs or not, surely you can see that someone will like every type of song that's represented. In any case, it is time for us to go around the world and ask a variety of our bloggers for their top three. We are gonna hear from Jordi in Spain, Pablo down in Miami, living la vida loca. We are gonna hear from Tom in the UK, from Devin in the UK, and from Luis in España. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hi there, this is Jordi from Spain, and I'm here to provide you with my top three for Benidormfest 2022, which has not been easy, but no pain, no gain, and I'm excited, so without any further delay, I'm going directly to my number three. So, sitting on my top three, it's Riding with Calle de la Llorería. A llorar a la calle de la llorería. A llorar a la calle de la llorería. I think it's a very nice and fun production and an interesting choice because it's very unexpected. I love how he plays during the whole 3 minutes. Like, it starts very silently, he's speaking his lyrics, and then it turns more upbeat, and then it becomes even more festive as he includes flamenco vibes on it. So overall, this is a very varied and dynamic product that also has, I know, like a very nice shot at Eurovision, because it's like so dynamic that I think the audience will experience through a lot of emotions during the song. I think what I have perceived from the official video of his song, there's a story to be told, so I think he can play very well with the staging, and if he has a very nice staging idea next to this song, I think he has a very nice opportunity at Eurovision.
Hello, Tom Hendrick here. Well, Spain have finally turned up to a brilliant national final. I think Benidorm 2022 is just going to be amazing. That being said, I will give my top three, but I will give a special mention to Unique Mejores. It's a brilliant song. I love the chorus. It is slightly dated, something that Eric Saad might sing, but I still think it's fantastic. Anyway, my number three goes to, pardon my pronunciation, but Tanju Gueras. Sorry, with Tera. I love the folk vibe. It's a brave song. It's a really different brave song, and I think it will really stand out.
Hello, this is Pablo from sunny Miami, here to give my top three for the Benidorm Fest. My top three is Chanel with Slow Mo. I do believe Spain needs to send a song like this eventually, if not now, eventually. Because ever since we saw Lo Malo doing really well all across Europe and being the hot song of the moment, they know how to do a song. They know how to do a song this fun, this summer bop that people would crave and replay all over and over. And I do believe this one has a big potential, if done right, to be a big televote winner and eventually maybe do another Lo Malo again and go all the way up to the charts.
Hola, hola. It's Luis from Spain. Well, there are no flowers in my bag this time, but I'm sorry, it's cold and I cannot shoot outside. But anyway, this is my top three for Benidormfest. That's Spain's national selection for Eurovision 2022. And I'm super excited for this show. It's actually the first time I'm excited about my own country at Eurovision, like in forever, basically. So I'm really, really excited about the level of quality of all the songs that are competing at the Benidorm Fest. There are 14 songs, and literally, like, there's not a single one that is not good. I'm not even going to start giving honorable mentions because that would take forever, because I have like 8. So this is just going to be my top 3. And my number 3 has to be Raiden with Calle de la Llorería. This song is like so powerful. He has this really deep lyrics about... he criticizes hypocrisy in society. He criticizes those who criticize others. There's one of the most, if not the most, deep and thoughtful lyrics of all the selection. You can read those on womenblogs.com. We have made the lyrics translation for you. And this is a very, very good song. Apart from the lyrics, the song is super well produced. It's all the clapping, all the guitars, everything about it. It's just so good. Raiden's voice is always on point. So I'm really, really excited about that. And this is looking really, really promising. I think he could be a great representative for Spain because this is probably one of the most authentic songs of the whole selection.
Okay, Benidorm Fest, you've blown me away. It's the first time in a long time where I actually re-struggle to come up with my top 3. And can I just say, honourable mentions at this point, I have like 5, so I'm not even going to mention anybody as an honourable mention. Although, oh my god, so many good entries. In third, oh, before I even delve into my top 3, can I just say, any one of my top 3 is fine. Like, literally, pick anyone. But I have to come up with a ranking. So, in third position, Unique. Shout out to Marco De Toni. Shout out to Manu Chalut. Shout out to Armando Venezuela. Valenzuela. And shout out to Carlos Almazan, Javier Lopez, Raul Mandrono. They make up Unique. And can I just say, when they get their harmonies right, they hit the T.O.P., which is the English translation of their song. This, for me, is fantastic. It has that hint of Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, New Kids on the Block nostalgia, but also very contemporary, very today, and it's very anthemic. It has a united vibe. It's been so long since we've seen a boy band on the Eurovision stage. And I actually think the last time was also from Spain, or maybe Montenegro. I don't remember. But if that's your thing, you're going to love this band. And yeah, I'm in love with them. And I think they're worthy. I think they're credible.
My number 3 is Tencho Huertas with Terra. They sing Earth, and that makes so much sense because this song draws on something ancient, something traditional, something very real and rooted in history, and yet they meld it with the modern, the contemporary, smooth production. It comes together for something epic. You could hear this in a Spanish language, or Galician actually, version of Game of Thrones, or in some other Hollywood blockbuster, the sequel to Gladiator. It has that sound of awe, of war, of journey. You know, it's just really exciting. I think if they can deliver live, if that vocal is strong, this will cut into your soul. This is not one of these pieces that should only be heard, I don't know, at a, what do you call them? Like a local cultural festival. This needs to be heard by the world. Celebrate the local, celebrate tradition, but then take it global. Let the world discover what you have to offer. This is amazing. This is so good. If you remember Tulia in Poland a few years ago, they sang in the white voice style, you know, a folk, very specific cultural, like musical niche. This seems to have its own niche as well that maybe people outside of Spain haven't discovered. But if they do it well, I think it will touch people's hearts. I also think if the vocal is off, it will be screechy and people will be like, turn it off. So the live performance will make the difference. Also, staging needs to be tasteful. You want it to be eye-catching, but you don't want to turn this, I don't know, sometimes traditional music, when it's put on like a mainstream stage, producers will make it feel less real, less authentic. So it's about finding the balance. So just let Tenchuieres be in charge and this is gonna slay.
So sitting on my number two, it's Las Tenchuieres with their song Terra. And how can I describe this song? This is very fiery. It's so explosive and the momentum that they create in the end, I'm really obsessed with it. So much fun. I think they have a very nice song to play at Eurovision. It's very different from what we might hear at Eurovision. It's quite far from pop, electropop, dance, ballads, and some rock that usually feel the sea of songs that will appear on Eurovision, and it's also very unexpected from Spain. People might expect something very festive, kind of Latin type of mainstream songs that hit Spotify very commonly on Spain, but no, this is also festive, but it's a complete another genre, and I think this is very fresh. And this is something that I hope Spain explores for Eurovision because they are really good. I know that they will put out a big show and the song has many elements to go big on Eurovision.
My number two is Raiden with Cale de la Loreria. It sounds like it could be from a movie soundtrack. I wasn't sure initially if I liked it or not, but the more I listened to it, the more it grew on me. It could be something like from Money Heist, and that's massively in right now. I mean, I love the show, it's fantastic, but it's that cool. I think it's going to do really well.
And my number two will be La Calle de la Llorería with Raiden, or Raiden. It is a really risky choice. It is because we all know that ESC and rap do not really mix, but the thing is that those songs that do succeed have usually done stuff that has never thought of it working. And so I do believe that if this is done well, it could be even a cultural reset for rap music at Eurovision. It does tell a story. It has a really nice hook. Could be a little bit more musical, but it's not something that I care a lot. So I do think that if this is done right, it could be a really great result based on how unique it is.
My number two has to be Barry Brava with Rafaela. Now, this is actually very emotional because Rafaela Carrà was probably one of my idols. So I was really sad when she passed away last summer. And I'm very happy that Barry Brava, who are actually one of my favorite groups in Spain, are competing to go to Eurovision with a song about Rafaela Carrà. So it's like, toof. And I'm very, very happy because this is a very good song. It's super catchy. It's super happy, super upbeat. And I'm really, really excited for what they do live because I've seen them live many times and they're so, so great live. So they're going to deliver a show of super fun performance and I can't wait. And actually the song is the one that I have been listening to the most for like the whole day actually, because this is being shooted on Thursday and it was just released at midnight today and I'm very, very, very excited about them.
In second place, you want to know what my second position is? David Martinez Alvarez, Raiden! Now, Raiden has worked with a lot of big names in the Spanish music industry. Pablo Lopez is one of them. But he has his own identity, you know? And what he's done, particularly in bringing this song to life with his music video, is absolutely incredible. And it gives me faith that he has the right team and the right resources to be able to execute the entry the way it deserves to be seen on the big stage at Eurovision. You know, I feel like lots of people just come with their voices, but he comes with a lot more. He comes with his vision, his artistry. And for an artist like that, who, by the way, composed this song himself, I think this is amazing. And Cale de la Ilorera, particularly the music video, blew my socks away. And therefore, he sits as my runner-up.
My number two, Spicy Loco Booty Hypnotic. It is Chanel with Slow-Mo. Let me tell you something. Her name is Chanel, and she's the real deal. She is not a counterfeit, okay? This is the stuff you buy at the store on the Champs-Élysées, okay? This is in Mayfair, honey. She is the real deal. This song is in many ways Latin urban cliche. However, she does it well. This reminds me of Lo Malo because it is Spanish pop done well. Spanish pop that will translate across borders. Why should Cyprus be the only country at Eurovision that does well with Latin-infused songs? Spain knows how to do this music. Spain gave the world this music, so why not give it to us at Eurovision? Chanel is doing that. Slow-mo? I want it mo and mo. Okay, don't slow down. Hit fast forward. Chanel, direct to the final. Well, you're automatically qualified, so you're there anyways, but this would qualify if it had to go to the semi because it is powerful Latin-infused urban pop. My concern would be that live, this could be difficult to perform while moving, while doing choreography, and so that's pause for concern. However, in an ideal world where our girl Chanel can move and sing at once, you know, some Eleni Ferreira action, this could be amazing, absolutely amazing. I love that she shouts out to Bulgari. I love that she talks about booty hypnotica. You can tell my therapist I'm not coming. I know my condition. My booty is hypnotized. Hypnotized by Chanel. Booty hypnotic, that could be a t-shirt. Okay, Spicy Loco, that could be a t-shirt. This has the viral factor. In some ways, this is what people expect from Spain, but it's done so well, it would kind of cater to that desire as opposed to being cliche and predictable, if that makes sense. People want to hear this type of music coming from Spain because we know Spain can kill it.
So last but not least, my number one goes to Rigoberta Bandini with her song, Ay Mama. And this is like a very fun experience to listen to. Like, it feels like being on a journey. Like, it starts very slowly at the beginning. She's speaking her lyrics just as Rigoberta Bandini would normally do. And then the song keeps progressive until this explosion of big, 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 big harmonies in the end. And this is like super good, super energetic, super positive. It's very simple, it's very effective, and at the same time, it's also very meaningful. She's coming with these provocative lyrics, but they're very transcendent, but they are very powerful and very needed in today's circumstances. So I'm screaming Rigoberta Bandini for the win, even though any of my top three songs would be an amazing shot.
But my number one is Luna Key with Voy a Morir. I mean, it's different, I give you that. It's this synthy electro rock. It's, I just hope people will respect it because it's so different. But I really love that there is a song like this in the Spanish national final. It's really cool. It's, as I say, it's so different. And I think it's going to completely stand out. I think all three songs that I've picked are really going to stand out and would stand out from the pack of all of the Eurovision songs if any of them go through. So they're my top three.
And finally, my favorite song, the number one song of All Benidorm Fest, in my opinion, is Javier Amena with Culpa. It was very shocking when I saw this song be in the lineup, because it is literally on my Spotify top 100 most played. But it is such a good electropop song. It is very artsy, but also mainstream without even trying. It's very effortless. It's something that I want to replay over and over again. It's pretty unique. It's pretty fun. And overall, it is a song that just plays into all the things that I really enjoy and I really like. So let's hope that from Chile to Spain, and in the end, it all goes to Eurovision.
But my number one, however, is Rigoberta Bandini with Ay Mama. This song is just so anthemic. The final part of it is just like, wow. From like the moment when she's yelling at the beginning of the old, it's like so iconic. I think like, I'm not sure if the lyrics translate well into English or into... or if people from other cultures get this as much as we do, because it looks like many times this is just like the Spanish understanding what she sings about. But I'm very, very happy that this song is in Benidorm Fest. This is an anthem. This is an oath to motherhood. This is an oath to breastfeeding, to feminism, actually. So I'm very, very happy that she is singing what she's singing at Benidorm Fest, and that she actually has a very great chance to go to Eurovision. I'm feeling like this is going to be one of the most like anthemic moments we can get from a Spanish Eurovision song, and I'm really, really thinking that if we don't choose this song this year, it's like we're going to miss an opportunity. We're going to regret that for a long time, just like what happened in 2008 with La Casa Azul and La Revolución Sexual, which has become an anthem afterwards. So I'm thinking this is going to be one of those songs that you're going to listen to a lot everywhere, not just on Benidorm Fest, but this is going to be playing all the radios, in all the pubs, in all the clubs. So yeah, I'm very, very excited for her, and I really, really hope she gets to Turin.
Numero uno, Hansi! Numero uno, Hansi! Can I just say, Culpa by Javier Mena? Seriously? This needs to be in the running for greatness, because this song got me dancing from start to finish. This is the song that will be clocking Iberia miles from Madrid's Barajas to Santiago de Chile and back again, wrapping all around Europe and into Australia. There's a French house twist here, but it's more than that. It's disco, it's electronica, it's just fabulous. And you know, Mena is used to performing on several large stages, as she's no stranger to success. And I feel like, yeah, if Spain really want to kind of kill it this time and make such an impact and, you know, create that hype beast train, I think she's your girl. I think she's your girl. You know what? And certainly in this very strong field, she emerges as one of my favorites. So, yeah, for the sake of this ranking, she is my numero uno girl. Congratulations.
My number one is Raiden. Our boy is serving that Mahmood artistic pop mashup. There's something here that feels like art, and there is something here that is most definitely pop. He proves that rap can be musical and gripping, even if rap isn't like your like main genre of interest. People can identify with this. People can feel this. He's playful. He's energetic. He's aggressive, but he's restrained. You know, he's not too much, but he's definitely enough. It's just in a very nice, sweet spot. I think he's charismatic. He can flip his finger, raise his eyebrow. He's got all the charisma. And the production. The production is good. It's very good. I do think it can be great. I think that they can make this even stronger. But even as it stands now, this is my favorite. It is something different, out of left field. You wouldn't necessarily expect this. You know, if you're a typical Eurovision viewer, you don't think of this when you think of Spain. And that's what's so powerful, what's so magical. I like his enunciation. I don't know what he's saying. I have, however, read the lyrics on the WeWeBlogs website translated into English, and he does have an important message. But what I'm saying is you don't need to know the meaning to get the vibe, because he transmits a vibe. It is so Mahmood, crossing genres, but pulling you along the entire way. It's just really quite special, quite at once musical, and, you know, telling a story, but then also kind of against the grain and rebellious, you know? Mainstream, but rebellion. Mainstream rebellion. Oh my goodness. Viva España. Let's go. Also, can I just say, I think this could do well at Eurovision. I think this is one of those songs that just feels so cool and current and now, and it'll feel that way in May. Not cliche, not predictable, very special, original in Spanish language. We saw last year that people singing in their own language can dominate the top of the scoreboard. I'm really excited for Spain's chances, and I hope they choose this. It is a risk, but no risk, no reward. And, you know, after some difficult years, why not go for the reward? Because let me tell you, even if this doesn't win, it will be memorable. All right, well, that's what we think. What do you think? What are your top three in Spain? Do you think any of these songs can win the Eurovision Song Contest? What is the most memorable and what's the most forgettable? Let us know here on WeWeBlogs.
What's your mood board saying, Javier Amena? Are you on Pinterest? Don't tell me you're not. Sign up now, put up a mood board, and let us salivate all over it.
So that's all, guys. Thank you so much for watching this video, and we'll see you next month in Benidorm. Bye. Hasta luego.
And we will see you later. Bye.